From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The federal investigation into what caused last week's deadly bridge collapse near FIU is only just beginning. The collapse killed 6 people and left at least 9 other people injured. And as students return to campus for the first day of classes after spring break, the National Transportation Safety Board moves into the next phase of its investigation. On the phone with us is Miami Herald reporter Monique Madden, who has been covering this story from the very start. Monique, it came to light on Friday that 2 days before the collapse, an engineer with the firm that designed the bridge called the Florida Department of Transportation with concerns that there was a crack in the structure. What are NTSB investigators saying about that revelation?
You know, Christine, they're not saying much at all. Every single press conference we've had so far, they have not released any details. And they have not even acknowledged that, to their knowledge, that there was a phone call at the press conference that I was at.
Now, much of the debris has been cleared away. So, Monique, how long will NTSB investigators be there on site?
Investigators say that they may be there anywhere from 5 to 7 days.
And although the investigation is still in its early stages, a number of things have already come to light, chiefly that there were work crews strengthening cables and also a stress test being performed right before the collapse. Can you tell us a little more about both of those?
Unfortunately, Christine, that's all that investigators are saying. That's all they're saying. They're not saying anything else. They can't really pinpoint which cable it was. They just kind of told us the general area, which is on the north side of the bridge, and that's really about it. They don't have much information, and people are really desperate. They want to know why, and they want to know how.
Monique, do we know why that very busy thoroughfare of Southwest 8th Street was not closed to vehicle traffic before that stress test?
We all have asked that question. I think investigators are swamped with that same question. Why was it open to pedestrian traffic? Why was it open to cars? That's still a mystery. We do not know, and they have not said. All they've said is that construction crews or the school felt comfortable enough to open it, and that's what they're investigating. They're looking into their decision making. Why did they feel safe enough? Why did they feel confident enough that street could be opened?
And after the NTSB investigators leave the site, what does the next step of the investigation entail?
NTSB investigators told me that they've gathered evidence that they're looking at a remote location, although we do not know what location that is. That's really the last and final step. They said they're taking a look at the pieces of the actual bridge at a faraway place. So we'll see what happens and what they find out.
And I understand that to mean that basically when we say remote location, they're basically taking the debris and sort of putting it together like puzzle pieces?
Absolutely. That's how they have described it to me.
We've been talking with Miami Herald reporter Monique Madden, who's been covering the deadly collapse of the pedestrian bridge near FIU. Meanwhile, Florida International University officials have announced that members of the FIU community and the general public will be asked to observe a moment of silence at 1:47 today to mark the moment that the bridge collapsed last Thursday. Also, an on-campus vigil is planned for this coming Wednesday. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.